time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And we're going to be talking about COVID, bringing you kind of up to date on what's going on. I'm sure there are plenty of questions about testing and vaccines and all those things. So it's been probably about a month since we had Brady in. So we thought we'd bring him back in and kind of bring everybody up to date and let him know what's going on. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome, Dave.
So let's start off with, how are our numbers right now? Where are we sitting as opposed to maybe the rest of the state?
The number of positive cases have really skyrocketed in the last 2 weeks. Relative to the state, we're traveling. We historically trailed behind the state by 1 to 2 weeks and seem to be doing that this time around. You know, the Wasatch Front saw an explosion. They might be plateauing at this time, and we're just a little bit behind them. In the last 2 days, I think I've seen about 300 positives come in. I say that with a little bit of a different tone than I would have 2 months ago. If we, during the Delta surge, if we would have had 300 cases, that really, really would have been problematic for us in public health, for our hospitals and clinics and doctors' offices. Right now, the virus we're seeing is significantly different than that. Omicron is not impacting people quite the same way. Of course, we encourage caution, but it's important. We're moving away, at least on our level, from being worried about the sheer numbers every day, but how is that impacting still our hospitalizations? And we are doing okay on that.
We're still doing okay. We're not looking to move anybody yet, or we're okay as far as bed space and things like that go?
Yes.
So we're good on that front. And as you said, the Wasatch Front right now seems to be plateauing, so maybe in a couple of weeks you're thinking we might be doing the same thing if the trends stay the same?
Yeah, so Summit County was the first to see an Omicron wave in Utah, and they look to have seen a real decline in the last couple of days, and so I hope to see that in the next 7 to 10 days here, though COVID has surprised us time and again.
Right, and once you think you're done with one, here comes another one. Yep. So let's talk about the one thing that's on people's minds. A lot of places have put out there that they aren't doing testing because there's a shortage of tests. Are we going to see tests flood into the area again anytime soon, or when is that going to happen?
So on Tuesday of this week, we had a critical shortage. We were very grateful to Carbon and Emory School Districts, who had some tests remaining from the tests they were conducting in the previous school year, and partnering with them, we've been able to shore up our supply and help to supply some of our partners that are testing as well. So we don't see an immediate issue. We'll have enough for the next couple of weeks. By that time, we're really hoping that the supply that we regularly get from the state of Utah will be replenished.
And was it a supply issue from the manufacturer? Is that what happened? The surge just kind of caught everybody off guard?
That was certainly part of it. There's right now, you can go online and register for four tests per family. And so some of those tests were being reserved for that effort, which is a federal effort. And there, you know, we keep talking about supply chain issues that impacted it as well.
And we should be back to normal speed and everything. As far as if you need a test, don't worry, they're available. And if you need to go get tested, go get tested.
We should be able to handle most testing needs. If businesses are requiring a negative test to go back to work for whatever reason, we're asking those businesses to handle that for themselves, because that's not currently a requirement on our end. That's an individual thing.
Okay. So, and let's wrap up with talking about vaccinations. We've got the third booster out there that everybody's talking about right now. Those are available, as well as if you haven't been vaccinated at all. I would maybe see that if you haven't been vaccinated by now, you might be one of those that just does not want to get vaccinated. Is that kind of what this thinking is with the state? And we're kind of stuck with where we're stuck with the people that want to be vaccinated?
Well, I think there's still individuals out there that are waiting to see. You know, they've wanted to see 6 months of data or a year of data. And we're at that point now. We know for sure that it is a safe vaccine and it is effective. Now, I'm saying effective, and you say, well, we have this huge surge of disease. Well, one of the reasons that they're not ending up in the hospital at the same rate as they used to be is because the vaccine is protecting them from severe disease.
And that's kind of what I from the beginning and from the get-go, I think that people need to realize is, yes, it's just like a flu shot. It may not stop you from getting it, but it'll make your symptoms lesser.
Yes.
Is really what the vaccine does.
Yeah.
So are you guys doing just pretty much walk-ins? Are you asking for appointments as far as anything goes down there?
Walk-ins, I think we still do have appointment capability that some people like that, but all day, Monday and Thursday in the afternoons on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, and you guys are in the new building and moved in and everything's going okay.
I wish. we're not quite there. We go back to supply chain. We had some electrical equipment that couldn't come in. We're looking at early February now.
Okay, so if the clinics are still being held at the old office then?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Brady, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in to talk to us and keeping us up to date like you always do. And good luck with this. Hopefully one day it will all end. That's all we can hope for, right?
Yes. Yes, it will one day.
All right. That's Brady Bradford, the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department, talking to us all about COVID and the booster shots and getting tested and all those things. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.